Blog Talk Radio.
Give me fuel, give me fire, give me that which I desire.
Enjoyed last week's show with Jen and Ghouli. It's kind of interesting to find out the side of showbiz that you don't really hear about too much. A lot of racing going on. They're packing it in. Only three this weekend, though. Indy 500 qualifying was also out there, so that should be this coming week. We'll get that in. NASCAR will be at the Monster Mile. Usually I'll have Mike Lewis on, and there really isn't much to do there because there's no fans. Oh, there's few fans. I guess they would have that. Usually you have a whole weekend's worth of fun and excitement going on out at the fan zone and live bands and stuff like that. So I didn't even know the race was there this weekend because they didn't. They're kind of winging it, and I don't have a set schedule, so I don't know what's coming up next week, except from last week. So for this week, once the race is over. But we had all three series in action. They were all out of Daytona running the inaugural road course race. Of course, the Rolex 24 series always runs that, the SEMA and all the other road course vehicles. But you don't have the... trying new things this year, I guess, to kind of get some viewership, running more road courses. Charlotte's running the Roval in the playoffs, and I had some playoff news come down. As a matter of fact, let me go back to my emails. Yahoo! Have to go digging for it. Xfinity Series playoff, media day. 12 drivers. Saturday, September 26th, we'll have the Xfinity playoff opener. So we'll have a virtual media availability. So when the first one is in Vegas, so that'll be in about a month from now, maybe a month and a week. Today's, what, the 18th? Yeah, so we'll say 36 days. I've got to figure out how to work this Zoom stuff, so. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm going to stay away from what's going on, the old DNC convention. Started last night, and I'm glad I didn't watch it from what I've been hearing. So if you want to go to sleep, go ahead, watch it. I have friends that watched it. And I guess they kind of got a little perturbed. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. So, let's see what happened with the Indy 500 qualifying, which happened a couple days ago. just got to figure it out. Find it. It's all on my email. So, poll day qualifying. Here we go. On the poll, first one ever. Marco Andretti did the 2.5 mile rectangle in 2:35, 35.7985. We'll call it 0.8. For a speed of 231.068 miles an hour. Scotty Dixon actually was second, only 0.017 miles an hour behind. It's a 4-lap average, so it's not a 1-lap fastest time. It's it might have been the fastest time, but that was the speed there. Takuma Sato, he's in third. Now we got a whole 33 drivers in there, so I don't know if they're gonna. I don't think they're gonna do any bump day and all that kind of stuff. Carburetor day. All the qualifying might be done all at once, especially with only a week to go. We'll keep an eye on things, and we'll post stuff on our Facebook Garage Talk Live Facebook page. Rhinish VK, there's a name I haven't seen. He's in fourth. Ryan Hunter Ray, fifth. James Hinchcliffe, sixth. Alex Pelu, seventh. Graham Ray Hall, he's in eighth. Alexander Rossi in ninth. Colton Herta in tenth. Marcus Erickson in 11th. Spencer, I always don't know if he's French or what. Is it Peugeot or Piggott? Either way, he's 12th. Joseph Newgarden, 13th. Felix Rosenquist, 14th. Pato O'Ward, 15th. Eddie Carpenter, 16th. Zach Veach, 17th. 18th is Connor Daly, 19th. Santino Ferrucci. Santino, 20, Jack Harvey, Oliver Eskew, 21, 22nd, Will Power, 23rd, Tony Kanaan, Dalton Kellett, 24th, Simone Pagenaud, 25th, Fernando Alonso, 26th, James Davison, 27th, Charlie Kimball, Elio Castroneves, 28th. A big name at the bottom there, Charlie Kimball as well. 29th, Max Chilton, 30th, Sage Karam, 31st, J.R. Hildebrand, 32nd, and Ben Hanley is 33rd. So no women in the race this year. Usually you'll see Pippa Mann, I think she's the only woman that's actually been running. Danica has retired from driving. Who knows what she's doing now? Hopefully enjoying life, because she didn't have a stellar career in NASCAR. She did get a win in the IndyCar series. Almost won. Came within 4 laps of winning the race, but came down to fuel mileage, and she had to pit with 4 to go, so that didn't quite work. Anyway, with the Indy 500 coming up, who's going to take that one home? That's hard to say. I'd like to see Marco Andretti win it, something his father Michael didn't do, but his grandfather Mario did. So we'll just have to wait and see. Anyway, let's get into it. Xfinity ran Saturday. Trucks and Cup ran on Sunday. So let's start with, you know, I'm going to do it in tier order, not order and how they run. Let's start with the Xfinity race on Saturday, just so we don't mix it all up. Austin Cindric wins again. This guy's on a roll, led twice for 21 laps, won stage one as well. Brandon Jones was second. Noah Gragson third. A.J. Allmendinger, always looking to run a road course. Andy Lally in fifth. I haven't seen his name in the lineup in years. Jeremy Clements, sixth. Good run for Jeremy. Riley Herbst, eighth. Harrison Burton, ninth. Justin Allgaier. What am I behind? Let's see. Cindric 1, Jones 2, Gragson 3, Dinger 4, Lally 5, Clements 6th, Riley Herbst 7th, Harrison Burton 8th. I said 9th because it was car number 9. He started 9th. Justin Allgaier 9th, and Matt Snyder rounds out the top 10. Any names of note? Chase Briscoe, a bad day. Gathered in an accident, wound up 29th after starting second. And Jeffrey Earnhardt, 32nd. Then Daniel Hemric. Usually he runs the truck series anyway. There were 7 lead changes amongst 6 drivers. 7 cautions for 8 laps. On a road course, it's could get away with a caution, and they could have it cleaned up before everybody gets around, especially the one at Daytona. It's 3.61 miles long. Road America, I think, is the only one bigger at 4 miles long. So, yeah, there's plenty of time to clean up. They did have 2 stages. One at lap 17 to lap 17. Wow. Questions are only 1 lap. Same with stage 2. It's lap 32 to lap 32, which is kind of weird. Wouldn't it be like lap 32 to lap 33? Anyway. With the Cindric 7th victory in 86 Xfinity races, I think I posted something on my page about him. Let me go to the GTL page. What's this one? It's Sunday. With the inaugural one, his 5th win in the last 6 races. There we go. I knew there was a streak there. He did miss one not too far back, but you can't count him out there. So he ties Sam Ard's 1983 Xfinity Series record of winning 5 out of 6 races. And then Ard's is included South Boston, Martinsville, Rougemont, Charlotte, Hickory, and Martinsville again. And then Cindric's include Kentucky, 1 and 2. They ran 2 at Kentucky, Texas, Kansas, Road America, and Daytona RC road course. Something the trucks, cup, and Xfinity haven't ever done. So this was the inaugural there. Here's the points with the win. Austin Cindric takes the point lead away from Chase Briscoe, who had a bad day. Both have 5 wins each. Noah Gragson is 3rd with 2 wins. Ross Chastain has climbed to 4th with no wins. Harrison Burton, 5th with 2 wins. Justin Haley, 6th with a win. Justin Allgaier, 7th. 8th, Michael Annette, both with no wins. Brandon Jones with 2 wins, 9th. Riley Herbst, 10th. Ryan Sieg, 11th. And Brandon Brown is 12th with no wins. But the caveat is, man, I don't know if Altman Digger's running the whole series, but he has a win already. Let's see how many starts. I'll go by that. 7, so. Altman Digger has a win, but he's ineligible. So all your guys are right there. Anybody close? I'm looking at about 28 points difference from, and then 24, 2 guys in 24 back. It's 14th and 15th. So it's Matt Snyder and Alex Labb. So come on, Jeremy Clements, you need to get a win or higher finish to make up 28 points. Find the guy that's ahead of you and wreck him. Don't wreck yourself, though. No, I'm just kidding. Don't do that. Let's go here from our winner, Cindric. Let's see what he had to say. Taking the inaugural Daytona Road Course.
Can you hear us all right, Austin?
Sure.
All right. We are joined by today's winner of the UNOH 188 at Daytona, Austin Cindric, driver of the number 22 money line Ford for Team Penske. Austin, tell us how you were able to put that car in victory lane today.
Yeah, obviously it was a lot of survival there at the end. You know, that's what makes these races as difficult as they are is to make it to the finish. So obviously we were a contender all day and tried to get a race car a little better. And obviously had to fight through in that second stage to try and regain the track position. Yeah, just a solid day really up until that point. Obviously, being on the bottom on that restart, I felt like I'd made enough mistakes trying to come through the field, you know, diving 3 wide to the outside, knowing that there was a pretty big grip limitation trying to do that. So I saw it coming, but I was surprised that I did it too, to be 100% honest. So that obviously was kind of the catalyst for us today and put us in a great spot to be able to execute on a restart and come away with a win.
Okay, we'll get ahead to the media with questions here. First up, we'll go to Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Austin, last week you were a little bit emotional or talking about the Road America win and what winning at that track meant. I'm curious what you're feeling and emotions about winning the stock car race on Daytona Road Course.
Yeah, I probably need to give myself a day or so to calm down. You know, I'm not 100% proud of my race, so it makes me – apprehensive about being super excited. You know, I'm pretty hard on myself and usually don't need too many people to tell me what I've done wrong because I've probably already thought about it, but or at least beat myself up over it. So there are plenty of things I could have cleaned up today, but you know, if I take a step back and rewind a couple months ago, I worked really hard, as I do every year, to try and get a ride for the Daytona 24. And it was the first time in 3 years I hadn't gotten a ride for the Daytona 24. So I ended up staying for the race and spotting the race, which was a great motivator to get a drive the next year. So that was kind of a low point for me early in the year, not to be able to get that to go together. And it doesn't play your way. It's hard to do in the series where you don't run full time. But that was a bummer for me. So to be able to come to this track and be able to do that is a big check in the box for me. You know, something that would make this year really special and my time at Daytona really special is if we were to come back here and in a couple weeks' time and be able to win on the Super Speedway. You know, that would be special because that would mean I would have gone on the road course, the Super Speedway, and in a Rallycross car here when they ran Rallycross. So I think that would be really cool for me as far as driving different things at Daytona and kind of add to my versatility, if you will. But, I think that's probably what makes today special.
And you talked about not doing stuff that maybe you look back and not be happy about. I'm curious how you look back at throwing the water bottle at Briscoe between the two stages.
That's a double downer because I didn't even make it in the window, so didn't even execute on that. So it's tough. I mean, I got pretty heated there, and I probably should have reeled myself in. That's probably the biggest thing I'm not very happy about with myself today. You know, I let that get to me, and obviously it showed. I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm very passionate about driving, and it's been a while since I've had a heart on my sleeve moment like that. So probably a good lesson for me halfway through the year to know that I still got some work to do up here, and that's where it counts. So I'll read that in and use it as a learning experience, and hopefully the two of us can learn a little better from that end of stage two.
Thank you.
Next up, we'll go to Adam Shadow. Go ahead, Adam.
Hey, Austin. I'm just wondering, as you won the race, I looked at your pit crew, and some of them just started packing it up right away as if it were old hat. Is this getting old hat for you, winning so often like this?
I don't know. Those guys worked extremely hard. So, obviously, I was way more excited after Kentucky than I was after today, but I feel like it's very, very difficult in all three series to win these races. And for me right now, I'm already thinking about Dover. I'm thinking about things I could have done better today. That's what makes racing and NASCAR so exciting and so challenging, is that you have to prepare immediately for the next week, or at least to be the best you have to. So that's what I'm focused on. Like I said, I'm not extremely impressed with everything that I did today. So, but I don't think that should take away from obviously, you know, we got the fast lap of the race. So we should be able to start on pole at Dover somewhere where I really love going to race. So I'm really motivated to make that a great weekend as well. Obviously, you know, having some stats this year to be compared to Richard Petty and compared to Sam Hart, that's pretty cool. And it's pretty cool for the guys to get to work on my cars. I wouldn't be here without them, and it makes me very motivated whenever I show up to the track that I know that those guys have done their best, and they know that I'm doing my best.
Okay, next up we'll go to Jordan Bianchi. Go ahead, Jordan.
Is there any plans to talk to any of your Cup teammates and give them advice about how to navigate this road course?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to be learned as far as with the setup of the cars. You know, learn from things we did right today, learn from things that we didn't do right today. Hopefully that's able to transfer over and help those guys. I've been pretty open book to whatever I can do to help that group, whether if it's this weekend or any other weekend. I talked to Joey for a good bit last week about, you know, things that I feel about this racetrack, and I feel like you see a lot of those guys doing their homework for this weekend because, you know, it is a big challenge for teams and drivers and crews alike.
Is there anything particular about navigating the track that you would tell them after experiencing it today in a stock car?
I was surprised. Honestly, I've got bad perspective because I've driven some really incredible race cars here as far as, you know, prototype machinery and top tier GT cars. this thing goes terrible in comparison between, you know, being able to navigate the infield. It was a lot of fun to go through the bus stop. You know, I was fully expecting the bus stop to be the most fun portion of the racetrack for me because, although the race, I mean, talking to Noah, he said his watch was on recording the race for almost three, 4 hours. So, I mean, that's the longest stint that I've ever done at the Daytona 24. So, you know, your stint length is probably about the same length as what I've done here, but you don't have to worry about saving brakes, saving fuel, saving your splitter, saving your equipment. You know, you can go all out in the bus stop, and, you know, that's somewhere where you have to be pretty conservative in the 24 hours. So that was really fun for me to do today, and kind of feel the limits of that and drive these big, heavy cars and try to make them work.
Thank you.
They have Austin Cindric, who we want to hear from. Second place driver. That would be Brandon Jones. Oh, they had an ARCA race as well. Let's get to that one. They snuck that one in on me. That was Friday. Let's see who won that. Daytona Road Course as well. Well, they run everybody there. The General Tire 100. Michael Self takes the win. Ty Gibbs second. Sam Mayer, who won the last race, was third. Taylor Gray fourth. Will Rogers fifth. Haley Deegan back in the top 10. Sixth, Max McLaughlin seventh. Brett Holmes eighth. Chandler Smith ninth, Parker Chase rounds out your top 10 out of the 21 drivers there. Nick Igdalski. He's one of the family of Pocono owners. The 54 did not race. Usually that's three questions. And four lead changes amongst the two drivers. One question for two laps. Ooh. Pay them road courses, no time trials. Time of race, hour and 16 minutes. Average speed, 79.625 miles an hour. Here's your standings. Michael Self leads the points. Brett Holmes second. Drew Dollar third. Haley Deegan back up in the fourth spot. Solidly in the fourth spot. Thad Moffitt, 204 points behind her in fifth. So she's only 75 points out of first. The way ARCA does their points, she could make that up. She's run all 12 races. Everybody else kind of spaced out. So there's Michael Self on his win.
All right. We are joined by the man of the hour, driver of the number 25 Sinclair Lubricants Toyota, history maker tonight. Michael Self, what do you think about being the first stock car driver to win on the oval and the road course in the same season at Daytona? Can you believe it?
No, this is so special to me. I mean, anytime you win anything at Daytona, it's really, really cool and really special. Obviously, to do this twice, you know, to win on the big track earlier this year and to come do this is a little extra special for me. I mean, road racing just has such a special place in my heart. You know, that's where I come from. I spend a lot of time when I'm not racing, coaching guys in the Trans Am series with the Mike Cope racing team. And to go out and to justify that, you know, to do what we did tonight just makes me feel so good because I don't get to road race all that often. And so this is extremely special for me.
I can hear a little added emotion in your voice tonight. I mean, you're a pretty emotional guy anyhow, but that's got to be really special to have that history. You're the only one who's ever going to be the first one to do that.
Yeah, no, that's really cool. I mean, it is. And like you know, Charlie, I mean, to come, you know, every event for us with Sinclair is really special. You know, I'm so thankful to have them on board and for them to stick with me this year through everything that's gone on. Obviously the oil industry has been hit a little bit extra hard and for them to stay on board, and we've had a little bit of a tough season, and you know, they never doubt anything that we do. And so to come win at Daytona, you know, they know how special that is. They know about road racing, how special it is. I think everyone knows how bummed out I was when it looked like the road courses were going to get canceled this year. So it's so cool to just come and do this in the fashion that we did it tonight. Just so thankful for everyone, General Tire, at Daytona National Speedway, at ARCA, at Menards, to put on this event. And, man, it was a lot of fun.
So before we open it up for questions.
There we have Michael Self, driver of the number 25 Sinclair Lubricants Toyota for Venturini Motorsports. Alrighty, Sunday kicked off the doubleheader with the NASCAR Gander RV and Outdoors Truck Series. Race number 14, where they threw the RV and I thought it was just going to be Gander Outdoors Truck Series, or NGOTS. And let's see what we have. Sheldon Creed leads two times for 19 laps to take the checkered flag. He did win stage two. Brett Moffitt in second. Raphael Lessard in the four. Mobile One Toyota. Well, we know that's not a Penske. It might be a Kyle Busch vehicle. Was third, Matt Crafton fourth, Austin Hill fifth, Pankrum sixth, Grant Enfinger seventh, Parker Kligerman eighth, Scott Legasse Jr. ninth, and Stuart Friesen rounds out the top ten. Some names of note: Tanner Gray, the former Pro Stock champion, in 15th. Alex Tagliani, former Indy and car and Formula One driver, finished 22nd. Natalie Decker, the young lady who has a shot, says she grows in the series, finished 20th. Hope they don't rush her on up. Like to see a runoff between her and Haley, but I think Haley's going to do some stuff. Jennifer Jo Cobb, our buddy Jen, 31st. It was her 200th start and 10th in 10 years in being an owner driver. Considering that that's a underfunded team, what she's been able to do with it, you know, she has had some good finishes. She just could use a bigger sponsor. She had Fastener Supply. First, I thought it was Fastenal, but I said, oh, that's a nice name. But maybe we'll get her on next week. Who knows? The way the schedule is, I think these people, the drivers and teams, wonder what they're doing from one week to the next. They just know they're going to have to go to race. I know they're going to Dover, so let's see what happens. Well, the race took 2 hours, 21 minutes, 21 seconds. Average speed, 81.435. Margin of victory, 0.743 seconds. Oh, it was pretty close. And that's a higher average speed than the Xfinity race. 10 lead changes among 6 drivers, 5 cautions for 7 laps. Of course, Lap number one, there was a caution. Two laps long, so it took a while. Every other caution was only one lap, finishing in the one lap. It's weird seeing only cautions that don't complete a whole lap. They get them all cleaned up before they come back around. But, you know, it is what it is. With the win, Sheldon Creed takes his second victory in 42 Gander Truck Series races. First inaugural takes the distinct honor of being the inaugural Truck Series winner at the road course in Daytona. DRC, we'll call it DRC. It's his seventh victory and seventh top ten this year. His first victory, first stop, well, the inaugural race. I'm just reading this off of the the sheet they give out. Raphael Lessard with a third place is the highest finishing rookie. Sheldon Creed also wins the Triple Chuck Challenge, Triple Truck Challenge at the Daytona Road Course. Some incentive stuff going on. But as it comes down to it, Austin Hill leads the points with one win. We got 10 people in the playoffs this year, so. Brett Moffitt is second. Zane Smith is third with a win. Ben Rhodes is fourth. Christian Eck is fifth, zero wins. Sheldon Creed, his second win this year, the sixth. So technically he's going to be the highest seed. Mack Crafton in seventh with a win, and Grant Enfinger in eighth with two. Tyler Ankrum ninth, and Todd Gilliland rounds out the top ten. No other winners down the lane, so let's hear what Sheldon had to say on his winning the inaugural Daytona Road Course in the trucks.
Hey, Sheldon, can you hear us okay?
Yep, I got you good.
All right. We are now joined by today's race winner of the Sunoco 159 at the Daytona Road Course, Sheldon Creed, driver of the number two Chevy accessory Chevrolet for GMS Racing. Sheldon, congratulations. Take us through that overtime finish there and what it's like to have your pockets a little heavier with that paycheck.
Yeah, honestly, just a little nerve-wracking under caution there when both those cautions came out. I think I had a lot of confidence by that time, so that helped a lot. I just tried not to get myself worked up, and honestly, just looked out the windshield and listened to Derek, and I did look up a couple of times in mid-corner when he'd be there, and I'd just park it on the bottom so he couldn't get a runoff on me and just try to be really smooth. I lost the back like twice that last lap, and he would get to me, but then I could get his tires back rolling. But, man, you never want to see those cautions, especially when we had a big lead there with five to go. You don't want to see those things come out, and it came out, and then it came out again. So I know a lot of people say I tear it up and I ruin it, which I have, but today we finished it off, and it feels really good to get another win, get playoff points, really good points day for us, actually, and then just $50,000, that's pretty cool. I don't know if I'll see much of it, but just thankful to be a part of it.
Okay, we'll now go to questions from our media, and we'll pick you up with Bob Hawker. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Sheldon, you're known as a good restarter. Were you confident there going into overtime?
Yeah. When I restarted outside the 88, I didn't know. I thought getting the tires to hook up was going to be a lot harder, so I rolled to the gap, and he jumped wide open. So I learned on that one. And then when I was leading, I knew Brett was really good on restarts also, and he was on newer tires, so it's probably going to be a little bit easier to get out of the gap. And the first time I went mid-box, and then the second time I switched it up, and I went like right at the beginning of the box, just trying to throw him off a little bit. And he matched me on both of them, but luckily I had the bottom into one. And he actually stayed there for that second one. But, man, yeah, going against Brett like that is really hard. He's really good and has a lot of experience, and I owe a lot to him. He's helped me a lot in the last year and a half, and
to beat him straight up like that's pretty rewarding.
And can you explain your mask to me?
Man, this is Dave Portnoy right here.
This is okay.
That's the piece to review. Honestly, just became a fan of him like 6 months ago, and I was watching one of the piece of reviews one day, and he said they were for sale, so I went online and got one, and figured I'd roll with it up the track.
Thank you.
Okay, next up we'll go to Godwin Kelly. Go ahead, Godwin.
All righty there. Down the Cup Series, the initial Daytona road course in the Cup Series. Everybody has set a new standard. So I wonder if this is going to be just this year, or they're going to bring it back next year when they have a regular season going on. Leading three times, 34 of the 65 laps. So that's more than half of the race. Driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet, Chase Elliott. Denny Hamlin started second, finished second. Martin Truex third. Jimmy Johnson was running third until like the last lap or so, and then Truex got around and wound up fourth. Chris Buescher wound up fifth. Clint Bowyer sixth. Kaz Grala was seventh. William Byron eighth. Joey Logano ninth. And Michael McDowell rounds out the top 10. Ooh, Brendan Gaughan was in the race. 39, only 39 vehicles in it. Two hours, 37 minutes, 30 seconds, average speed 89.39. Margin of victory, 2 seconds, pretty close there. Kyle Busch had a rough day, started fourth, got into an accident on lap 53, and he got into an accident and only wound up completing 53 laps. So he was 12 laps down. Third team lead changes amongst six drivers. Your stage winners were: stage one was Chase Elliott. Stage two was Denny Hamlin. Four cautions for 7 laps. And Kyle Busch, of course, on lap 61. Was down for a lap and wound up, his caution was on lap 61 to 62 in turn 8, which set him back. There was a red flag for lightning for 31 minutes on lap 37, so that kind of delayed things a little bit. This was Chase Elliott's 8th victory in the 172 NASCAR Cup Series. His first top 10 in the Daytona road course. Chase Elliott becomes the 6th driver to win 3 or more consecutive road course races, joining Tony Stewart in 04 and 05, had 3. Jeff Gordon, 6 from 97 through 2000. Rusty Wallace with 3. Tim Richmond with 3 in 86 and 87. Rusty was 87, 88. And David Pearson won 3 in a row from 1976 and 77. So Chase Elliott joining some elite company that does not include, believe it or not, Richard Petty or Dale Earnhardt. Or Jimmy Johnson, for that matter. So or his dad. I don't think Bill Elliott won any on a road course. So let's check the points before we get to the audio. Kevin Harvick with 6 wins leads Denny Hamlin with 5. Brad Keselowski in 3rd with 3. Chase Elliott in 4th with 2. Ryan Blaney 5th with 1. Joey Logano with 2. Martin Truex with 1 in 7th. So your top 7 all have wins. They're locked in. 8th is Eric Almirola. 9th, Kurt Busch. 10th, Kyle Busch. Clint Bowyer, 11th. No wins. Alex Bowman, 12th. With 1 win. Matt DiBenedetto, William Byron, Jimmy Johnson, and Eric Jones with no wins. Then you go down to Austin Dillon in 18th. He has a win, but he gets bumped up. So that'll bump Eric Jones down and out. So let's see what our winner had to say. Here is our race winner, Chase Elliott.
Chase, can you hear us?
Okay.
All right. So we are now joined by today's winner of the Go Bowling 235, the Daytona Road Course, Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet. For Hendrick Motorsports, Chase, I believe that's 3 road wins in a row. Is it safe to say that you're becoming a fan of the road courses?
Just had really good cars. I think more than anything, I'm not sure I did anything very special today, but I had a really fast Napa Camaro, which makes everybody's job a little easier from my end driving it, from Allen's end calling the race, and then from his end on adjusting too. So really fortunate from that standpoint. Had a really nice week of preparation. Came out and executed a really good race. So really proud of the day. I think we have a lot to be proud of and showing up. Having the car like it needed to be, it doing what I wanted, and then to take that and get the result that I felt like we deserved.
Okay, we'll go ahead to the media for questions. Bob Hawkers, go ahead.
Yeah, Chase, I don't know that you made a mistake today, or at least it didn't look like it. I'm curious, did you expect it to go that smoothly on a track that you'd never raced at before?
It never goes smooth, or smooth in my eyes at least. But yeah, I mean, obviously I look back and just, we had that run there after the lightning break, and then I think the odds of it going green from there to the end, I think we all knew, were pretty well slim to none. So it was just a matter of when that caution was going to come out in my eyes and in my head. I had already accepted that long before it came out. And then, to me the bigger question was not when, but how many were going to be in a row. How many green white checkers were you going to have to do in a row? And that's where, as time goes on, just executing those is important. And the only way to get better at them is to be in those positions more often as a driver and for me personally. So really proud to be there today and to, execute it like we need to.
Thank you.
Yep.
Next up, we'll go to Adam Shadoff. Go ahead, Adam.
Okay, so I'm wondering, how does it feel to make history and win this race on this first road course here?
Yeah, I mean, any win at Daytona special, and Alan and I were joking. He said we had to change it to a road course to win a race here at Daytona, but that was his first win here. This home track he's from down here, so I thought that was really cool. And, just a great day. I was obviously Watkins Glen has been good to us, but I was just really happy that we replaced the road course with the road course and didn't just, pile something else in the schedule to check a box. I think it was a lot of effort into getting this road course done and completed in time. Tona and everybody that worked on the facilities here to be able to turn it that fast, and did a really nice job with it.
Next up, we'll go to Jeff Luck. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, Chase, with the late restart there, did you have any Robo flashbacks? Like, man, I can't do this again. I gotta do something different.
Oh, well, I certainly didn't want to drive into the barrier in turn one, so. Yeah, that crossed my mind. Don't do that.
And you didn't, so you learned.
Learned. I finally learned something, Jeff.
Congrats.
Thank you.
And there you have Chase Elliott. All right, let's before we wrap up the show, let's see what we got going down in Dover this weekend. The first race run in May last year was Martin Truex Jr. Oh, that was the second race.
What?
The second race was run by Kyle Larson with Martin Truex Jr. finishing second. Larson led 154 laps. The second one, Truex led 132 laps, but the big win, big lap leader last year in this race was Chase Elliott leading 145. So you're looking at 270 out of 400 laps. So who am I going to go with? I guess I'll go with Marty, Jersey Marty. So that's our show for today. I hope you all enjoyed it. See what we can do for next week. Check out the Monster Mile. Maybe if I can find the schedule. They're still showing the that's a weird schedule. Tentative. These are all, nothing has been revised, so I got to wing it. So we have to go back to Michigan? Oh, come on. Anyway, no. Okay, this they need to readjust this. It's hard to figure out. Anyway, Dover this weekend, we have two Xfinity races, Saturday and Sunday, truck race on Friday night at 5, and a cup race on what? Okay. See, they even got it screwed up on which days a week. So you have trucks on Friday, Xfinity and Cup on Saturday, then Xfinity on Sunday. So you get. And that's our show for today. Truck Series will be on Fox Sports 1, and all the other ones will be on NBC Sportsnet. That's our show for today. I'm your host, Vinny. See you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.